Skiff.
Skiff. And a covering for a pillow on the bed.
Pillowcase.
And if a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say that's a pretty necklace, or it's a pretty...
Pretty... You ever put it pretty, No.
When people refer to beads, would they ever say a pretty pair of beads or a pretty string?
Pretty string beads.
String. Mm-hmm. Some areas they say pair. I'm not sure why, but they say a pretty pair of beads. If two men have a fight, the one defeats the other very soundly, you might say the one man really
licked him.
And men sit around a country store in this position. They tell me they sit there like this by the hour. You say he's down on his...
Haunches?
Haunches. Did you ever hear hunker? Never did.
Mm-mm.
I mind it's a really uncomfortable way to sit, but...
I don't say squat. We don't say squat.
Just squats. Mm-hmm. And while I'm thinking about it, this entire right thing I stand on is my...
Haunches.
This part of it, you ordinarily would call the thigh.
Mm-hmm.
This, and the heavy part behind.
Calf.
And this bone is always called.
Shin.
And this bone.
Kneecap.
And do you ever have any term for this other than ankle?
No.
And for just one foot and two.
Mm-hmm.
While I'm thinking about that, can I ask you, do you have any recollection of what this finger might be called?
Index.
The index is a standard mm-hmm. term. Did people ever call it a dog finger?
I've heard it.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any idea what the origin is?
No, I do not.
It's an interesting term. You couldn't, you can't call a dog with that finger. You'd have to use your thumb and the middle finger. But
mm-hmm.
I don't understand that. I have heard that several times. What are some words that you use to mean a stingy, what are some of the words you use to describe someone who doesn't like to spend money? You say he never likes to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
He's a miser.
Mm-hmm.
He's a skinflint.
Skinflint. So, and all of them mean that he's really quite...
Mm-hmm. Stingy.
Stingy. And if someone is wearing odd-looking clothes, that is, they just don't, they're out of fashion or they don't match, you say, he certainly looks...
Like a Reuben.
Like a Reuben. Mm-hmm. And if a woman, on the other hand, is wearing her best clothes, people might say, she's really...
She's really dyked up.
Dyked up?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. And, an old person who is very lively, gets around well, I say he certainly
spry.
Is. And if someone has no ambition and he doesn't want to do any work,
come on in.
Just call him
lazy.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call somebody that doesn't want to do any work?
Lazy.